The following program is an independent production. Opinions expressed may not reflect those of Devil Radio, our staff, or our sponsors. Enjoy!
Tell me why!
It's time for the Dane by Local Radio Show. Let's get local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Happy sunny Saturday to you here, the last Saturday of February. Welcome into the show. Let's get local. Let's do it this week. Jason Hafen, your host. Happy to be here once again on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. We are glad you're joining us this morning. We got some exciting things to talk about and some really important things, timely things, and important things for our environment, for our community. And we start it off right after we say hi to Jimmy K. Jimmy, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Jason. Great to see you.
Hey, good to see you too, man. And Hotel K, love your business. I have a quick note for you that we should share on air. Okay. So my daughter says she loves animals. She loves pets. She's like, I want to start my own pet care service. And I said, okay, look at this website to reference it and get some ideas. And so she did. She went on Hotel K's website, checked it out, and got some ideas going.
Fantastic. Good luck to her.
Yeah.
It's a fun, rewarding job, that's for sure.
Well, anyway, I just wanted you to know you were helpful without even knowing it to my 10-year-old who wants to get a business going pretty soon.
Excellent.
We'll bring in our first guest now as we talk to Sherry Dubiel of Community Shares of Wisconsin. Sherry, we have some exciting things to talk about coming up on Tuesday. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having us here today, Jason.
Absolutely. You know, this is such a fun event that you have coming up, and it's a big one. So tell us all about the Big Share. Let's cover the nuts and bolts.
Sure. The Big Share is a local online giving day. It kicks off on Monday night at 6 p.m. and runs all day Tuesday. And it is an online giving day. And so we're not limited by the prohibitions with COVID crisis, everything that we're doing on Monday and Tuesday is all online. So we're hoping that folks can continue to be engaged and continue to participate in the Big Share.
So the Big Share, you talk about it being this online giving day. How did this start? What are the origins of it? Because, you know, like I think we've talked about before, when Community Shares started looking to do this event, there wasn't an event like this before, right?
Right. There have been a number of online giving days throughout the country, and this was the first one that we have hosted here in the city of Madison. And we work in collaboration with Madison Community Foundation. Community Shares of Wisconsin, we're actually in our 50th year this year. 2021 is our 50th anniversary. And we are a fundraising federation. And so we represent 70 different member nonprofits who advocate for social and environmental justice in our community. And a lot of those groups also advocate statewide as well. So the impact of this day is not just here in Madison, but statewide as well.
Sherry, it's Black History Month. We're just finishing that. How important is it to have this giving day right on the heels of Black History Month based on the membership of Community Shares and all those important groups?
Yeah, so a few years ago, like a lot of other folks in our world, Community Shares of Wisconsin decided that we needed to take a more intentional look at our systems and our processes and understand more deeply how systemic racism has played a role, not only in everything else, but within even Community Shares, a social justice fund. And so we've been working to center the voices of especially Black people in our community for a number of years now to try to, again, deepen our understanding of the disparate outcomes that exist in our world based on systemic racism. And so one thing that you'll find in the Big Share this year is five new groups run by people of color that are being, they're conducting their first Big Share campaign ever. And those groups include Urban Triage, Inspire Barber College, Connections, and many more. And so it's, in addition to those groups, we have groups like ACLU, we have groups like End Domestic Abuse, Rape Crisis Center, just an assortment of important nonprofits working on social justice. And in addition to that, we have some of the most highly regarded statewide environmental organizations like Clean Wisconsin, Wisconsin Wetlands, Wisconsin Conservation Voices, Midwest Environmental Advocates. So folks who are looking for an opportunity to put their social and environmental justice values into action will find that on Monday and Tuesday at thebigshare.org.
So many important groups doing so many things under the umbrella of Community Shares, all members, but on their own too. It's incredible when you look at it. Sherry, when we talk about how important these groups are to our community and working on these issues that really need attention. What are the hopes of the Big Share? What are the goals each year and specifically this year?
Yeah, well, this year, generally speaking, the goals of the Big Share are to raise much needed funds for nonprofits working on social and environmental justice, and also to build the movements that are supporting those actions and those changes. And I think that this year, what is especially important is the fact that with the pandemic, a lot of nonprofits have been limited in the kind of fundraising that they could do over the past year, 12 months or so. And so the Big Share is, you know, coming on the heels of some of the worst impact of the pandemic, and we're starting to think about opening up again. And a lot of these nonprofits need some extra help to keep their operations going this year. And again, they are doing some incredibly important work. We have housing groups, we have environmental groups. League of Women Voters of Wisconsin has been working in collaboration with Disability Rights Wisconsin and other nonprofits to ensure access to voting over the past year. So all of the groups that are working to ensure your access to your civil liberties and your access to involvement in your world are going to be raising money on Tuesday. And actually starting now, you can go to thebigshare.org and already start making donations.
Sherry, one thing I wanted to ask during this polarizing time that we've been through in the last handful of years, how important is it to lift the voices who are on the side of the issues that really is just inclusive and seems to be morally correct?
Right. And I think that that is one of my favorite things about the Big Share, is that it's this wonderful day-long fun celebration of social justice and environmental causes, and there's prizes and dancing and live music, and it's just a really great way for the community to come together and demonstrate their support of these issues that, yeah, I think it's pretty easy to say that the majority of people believe that we all should have access to the same rights and responsibilities. And there are groups that are doing this work already and already being supported by Community Shares. And the Big Share is another opportunity for folks to get behind this work.
Now, you just mentioned some of the fun, Sherry. Tell us a little bit. Can you give us something about what things are special this year?
Yeah, so first of all, on Monday night, we are kicking off the Big Share with drag bingo. And personally, I haven't done drag bingo on Zoom yet, but this is what how we're going to be hosting that event. And it's going to be super fun. People are going to be dressed up in fun outfits, and it's going to be a lot of energy and getting people together and getting people excited for the next day. And then all day on Tuesday, we're actually doing a live stream. We're calling it Big Share Live. We have a live stream that will be feeding from our Big Share website and going live onto YouTube and Facebook all day long. And so we'll be sharing recorded videos from our member nonprofits. We have some special interviews and features that will be playing throughout the day, including things like a poetry reading from Madison's Poet Laureate, and a happy hour drink making demonstration from the Harmony Bar and Grill. We're having a cooking class from White Jasmine Everyday Cooking at 6 o'clock. And then we'll have a big party and dance demonstration and live music starting at about 7 o'clock.
I did see Huma on the list, and she's a Dane By Local member too. So good to see her and sharing some knowledge about food. That's fun.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of Dane By Local members engaged with the Big Share and Community Shares of Wisconsin.
That sounds like a lot of fun, Sherry, and so great that you guys are able to bring that. Again, it's all day, Tuesday, March 2nd. We're talking with Sherry Dubiel, the Executive Director of Community Shares of Wisconsin, about Tuesday's The Big Share, which is the online giving day, almost day and a half at this point, where you can support local nonprofits and environmental groups here doing great things and great work in our community, just trying to make our community a little bit better place. Sherry, tell me one thing. How much fun do you guys actually have doing this event? Because I know there's a lot of work that goes into it, but there's a lot of fun for you, right?
Right. Well, it's a lot of work. It definitely is a lot of work. But I think that's what makes the celebration so fun is because everybody's done a lot of good work and they get to the end of the day and everybody's exhausted and we're all a little bit loopy, but it's really a blast. And it's a great opportunity, not just for the community to come together, but for all the member nonprofits of Community Shares to work together toward a goal as well and to collaborate together and build their connections. And the kinds of connections that our members make during events like this are what feed them for the rest of the year and help them build collaborations on policy projects and other work in the community. So it's a really beautiful organization and lots of really fantastic members.
Now, we talked about the website, thebigshare.org, where you can find out all about the organization, the events, but also all the participating organizations. You can find their profiles there. So this is also easy. You talk about being fun, but it's also easy for people. So tell them how they can participate.
Yeah. Well, there's a few different ways that we encourage people to participate. First of all, make a donation. That would be great. We have a $5 minimum donation, so we're hoping that everybody feels like they can get engaged. Another way of getting engaged is sharing out the information on your own social media feed, because the more folks that are sharing it out, the more the momentum builds. And my Facebook feed, at least on the day of, is just constant Big Share announcements all the way through. And so it's just a lot of fun to see that and see that excitement. Another way this year that we're really encouraging folks is to set up their own fundraising pages. And so maybe you have $10 to give, but you know that you have at least five friends who could probably give $10 each as well. And you want to make an even bigger impact this year. So we encourage you to go to thebigshare.org, click the fundraise button in the menu, and find a group or two to set up your own fundraising campaign for and get involved. You can, maybe as a family, you can set up a page, or a book club or some other association, you can set up a page. But we really encourage the community to see this as their opportunity to all work together, not just the staff of the member nonprofits, but the individuals that make up what a great community we have here in Madison.
Wow, Sherry, thanks so much for all your efforts, all your time. Again, thebigshare.org, Tuesday, March 2nd. Visit it, support, share online, donate, do everything you can, because these are great groups in the community. Sherry, thanks for bringing the big fun, and we're going to expect it on Tuesday.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
That's Sherry Dubiel, the Executive Director of Community Shares. The Big Share is Tuesday, March 2nd. Learn more at thebigshare.org. We'll be back on Devil Radio in just a minute.
Rocker, we gave the people live music. Isn't that what they wanted?
Of course not, Jimmy. Give the people live music and they'll set up a brat stand with a beer caddy.
Will Rocker get his beer and brat? Catch Max Inc. Radio this Saturday evening to find out. We'll have the best of local music from Wisconsin and live music performed in the Devil's Lair. Go to MaxIncRadio.com for the live music schedule. Max Inc. Radio starts at 6 on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
Did you bring a lawn chair, Jimmy?
Stream Progressive News and Talk 24/7, as well as download exclusive podcasts and interviews at DevilRadio927.com. That's DevilRadio927.com.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be covering politics, all politics, from national to local, but from a Wisconsin perspective. This is open mic, no holds barred. You call in on any political subject. If you can say to a judge, the Attorney General of the United States instructed all the U.S. attorneys to investigate for fraud, which itself was wrong, anti-democratic. The U.S. attorneys don't go on a witch hunt.
Listen to Matt Flynn Direct every weekday from 6 to 8 a.m. only on Devil Radio.
The Devil's Advocates. They refuse to do math on the radio.
Dr. Michael Hicks, professor of economics, director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at Ball State University. This is troubling math all the way around. According to your mathematics, Michael, when do you think the great state of Wisconsin will get paid back on its investment?
Right. I mean, the answer is probably, the answer is never.
From Bernie to Biden to even Trump supporters, Devil Radio is the political fix for every Wisconsinite. Always streaming at darnwi.com.
Back here on Let's Get Local, we now are welcomed by, welcome in, Colin Murray, the executive director of Dane by Local, for some exciting breaking news. Colin Murray, you are going to give us the scoop right now here for the first time on Let's Get Local. Please tell us your great news for DBL.
Yeah, so thanks for having me, Jason. Appreciate it. As many of listeners know about, our Souks On event has been a huge success. We started it back in November. We've actually done 11 weeks worth of selling soup, supporting local restaurants, you know, giving that money all back to the restaurants to help them during the pandemic. And we were scheduled originally to go through the end of February, so we would be ending at this point with Feed Kitchen. They were able to extend that a couple more weeks into March 9th. So it'll be two more weeks at Feed Kitchen. But we wanted to continue beyond that if we could. So we did a little work in the community, and we're able to make arrangements with the Badger Prairie Needs Network in Verona, where we will be extending our soup distribution starting on March 16th through the end of April. So this is really good news for the restaurants. They were very happy to hear this information, and you're getting it first. You're getting the scoop on this information. Nowhere else has this been released yet. So we thought this would be an appropriate place for that to happen. So it's been a huge success with this particular event. Just to give you a couple of stats here, in the 11 weeks that we've done this event, we've raised more than $75,000 that has gone back to these restaurants that have been involved. There have been 26 different restaurants that have been represented. Not every week do we have 26, but they pop in and out from week to week. And that equivalates to over 5,600 quarts of soup. That's a lot of soup. So it's certainly been great. You know, another aspect of all of this is people can donate soup on their order when they place their order on danebylocal.com. So if you want to place your order and add a quart to go to a nonprofit in the area, you can do that. We've had over 600 quarts of soup be donated through that program.
Wow.
So it's not only good for the restaurants, it's good for some of the nonprofits in the area as well.
Colin, that's fantastic, and thanks for allowing us to do the world announcement here, world debut of that news. That's fantastic. Who now does this allow to kind of participate in this event? Because before, the obviously the location is part of the limitation of it, but now extending to the west side, who else can be involved?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a couple of different aspects with this. Of course, all of our supporters on the west side, it makes it a little bit easier for them. Some of them have been making the hike across town, and, you know, east side, west side, you got that thing going on in Madison, right? So this will make it a little bit easier for folks on the west side of the county to participate. So there's that. But Badger Prairie also has a larger freezer capacity, and so we can actually increase the number of restaurants that are included as well. So we have some brand new restaurants that will be joining us. They're already starting to sign up. If you know of someone locally owned that would like to participate, have them reach out to us. They can just connect with me, and I'll get them to the right person here. And, you know, it is to benefit the restaurants. That's really what it's all about. This is not going to solve their problem with the pandemic, but it's a Band-Aid to keep them going.
That's incredible stuff. And the other thing you're doing in the process is making it easier for customers, right, too. So people, if people want to purchase things and pick up on the west side, that's more convenient for him. You're also adding that, which just makes it that much better.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, we don't want to forget our friends over on the north side and the east side that have been very, very supportive of this. So we do have a program set up now with Green Cab that they will actually deliver your soup to your doorstep if you want them to do so. So you can go on our website and find all the details for that as well.
I love that collaboration. Again, we see that throughout the pretty much across the board with Dane by Local. You can find out a whole bunch more about Soups On, danebylocal.com. But again, right here, Soups On now participating on the west side, which is amazing. Colin, what else is happening here that we need to tell people about? Some upcoming events. I know the Monday morning small business webinars are still happening. There's some important topics you cover each week there, and that's free and open to anybody too.
Yep, exactly. That'll be, again, 10 o'clock this next Monday. You can get the link off of our website. So we've got that going on. Madison Magazine also has their restaurant week that wraps up today, again, supporting local restaurants. So you can go to their website to get details on that. And something we just announced yesterday is we're going to be doing a virtual coffee fest on March 25th. And so you can participate in that. Go on our website, check that out. That's presented by Boardman and Clark. And one of the fun things that we're doing, similar to what Sherry was just talking about with the Big Share, is we have Dear Ruthie, who is a drag queen, who will be the host of the virtual coffee fest. She's a riot. You'll love her. So check that out. That'll be March 25th, starting at 7:30 in the morning for a virtual coffee fest. Lots of fun things that'll take place there.
So tell people, I mean, how exactly can they participate? Well, how does that work? Virtual coffee fest. Are you bringing, just supplying your own coffee? Are you getting coffee in advance? How does it work?
So, yeah. So if you choose to do so, you don't have to, but if you want to, for the first 100 people that sign up, there is a goodie bag that will be either delivered or you can pick up at our office just before the event. And there's all kinds of fun things in there, including coffee grounds so that you can make your own coffee at home. But I think there's probably close to a dozen different items that'll be in there. So lots of fun things that you can enjoy. And then it'll be on Zoom, just like, you know, so accustomed to many today. You'll have a special number there that you can come in on and check out the event and listen to Dear Ruthie.
That sounds great. Some entertainment while you're enjoying your coffee. Again, you have that opportunity to sign up for the gift basket in advance if you want to do that. And in the process, you know, experience some new things too. So, Colin, that's so great. I love the announcement. Soups On, West Side as well. Whole bunch more at danebylocal.com. That's Colin Murray, the executive director, joining us here today on Let's Get Local. Colin, thanks so much for all the great work you and the DBL team are doing, and also for telling us about it here on Let's Get Local. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and we appreciate your efforts in spreading the word as well, along with Devil's Radio.
All right, we will be back here in just a minute. That's the executive director of Dane by Local, Colin Murray. You can find a whole bunch more at danebylocal.com. You are listening to Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. We'll be back in just a little bit. Catch us on the second half of the hour.